This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University.
Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkumelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Stella, the programming assistant at the station.
And I'm Logan. I'm in the community outreach and promotions position at the station.
And together, we will be doing Pride programming for the summer.
So stay tuned for interviews, music, and special segments centering around queerness, veering away from our heteronormative understandings.
And today, we're going to air our first interview for our Pride programming with an up-and-coming Vancouver-based DJ.
Right now, you're listening to her dance mix. Enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Then Bring it back to the bring it back, 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 back,
back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back,
back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back,
Everyone, thank you for joining us today. This is Stella.
And this is Logan. We're joined by DJ Haohoko. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the studio. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go. We're excited.
Could you tell us a bit about yourself before we get started?
My name is T, or Tiana, but you can call me T if that's easier. Mm-hmm. I'm a new DJ in Vancouver, East Van based. I don't know. I hate talking about myself.
Oh, this is great because we were doing a full interview talking about you. That was good.
I know.
We can talk, like, we're curious kind of what inspired you to start DJing.
Okay, word, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've always loved music and I've always loved dancing. Mm-hmm. I've been dancing since I was like 3 years old.
Wow. Okay, it's in your blood.
Yeah, it's in my blood. I popped out the womb dancing, actually. But with that came music, and I was just like integrated into like a lot of different types of music growing up because I did so many different types of dance. And then as I got older, I got more into like musical theater, so it was like more me doing some of the music stuff. And then as I was in high school, I got into the idea of producing music, which was super fun to me because I just like would listen to music all the time and I would find so many artists that really inspired me that would make their own music. I was doing that for a while, but I always like kind of was hitting a wall with production because it was very hard to teach myself and like learn on my own, but I just loved music and I just loved dancing. And then eventually I got into like party scenes because I became 19 and I was going out more, and I would try to go to the club, but the club just was not hitting for me. But then I ended up meeting people that were more a part of like the underground event scenes where they would be like DJs and they would be like, it was like more queer, BIPOC focused events, which was really nice. And I was just meeting a lot of DJs and then becoming friends with a lot of them. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, yo, this is kind of similar to producing music in the way where it works with mixing and it works with like highs, mids and lows and different effects and such. And then I ended up getting my own controller and playing with it, and it was just so fun and so, I don't know, just silly and fun and simple and fun to do with like other people. It was a really good socializing task to do, which was fun. And then it was also like connected to dancing because like people DJ at events so people can dance, so it was just like my two worlds combining, and it was a beautiful thing that's happened and has been only growing since then. But yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Great answer.
Yeah.
And how has your lifestyle changed since you became a DJ?
Honestly, I think that it's changed in a... Sorry, I'm not close enough.
Good.
Honestly, I think that it's changed in like a really positive way where... Well, one, like, I have found something that has given me a lot of motivation and something that I'm constantly getting better at. But it's also just, like, I don't know, it's just made life so fruitful because I'm constantly surrounded by music all the time now, and I'm also just constantly surrounded by other people that love the same thing as me because there are so many DJs in the city, and everybody, or most people, are so lovely. And I don't know, it's just, it's made things just so much more fun and musical, which is nice. It's like I'm always having a playlist constantly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Coming off of that, mm-hmm. what is your DJ style? Like, what kind of music genres do you kind of focus on? And how does it reflect your personal identity, if it does in any way?
I think it really does. When I first started mixing, I would mostly do footwork, which is like 160 BPM. It's based in Chicago, or it started there. And I was just doing that a lot because I loved how fast the music was and how, I don't even know how to explain it, like really, it's just very weird. Like, okay. I remember like I was listening to it a lot before I started DJing, and one of my favorite artists, DJ Rashad, who's like literally like the pioneer for footwork, was just so talented at the music that I was making, or that they were making, that I really wanted to find more of that. And as I got into mixing and DJing, it was, there was just a lot of it, and it's really good for specifically mixing. And then I'd say that was probably like the base of what genre I use, but from that, like, it just kind of moved to other things. Like, I love jungle, I love dub, I love Jersey Club, I love Bali Funk, I love literally anything that's like fast and gets you moving and dancing and shaking. It's cool.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and you're DJing. You have a DJ debut on Saturday, right? For Rewind. And I was looking at it, and it seems like they have a lot of the similar kind of genres of music that you're talking about there. So yeah, for everyone out there listening, it's Rewind's third birthday rave, right, on July 20th. So definitely buy tickets, go support. And you have done open decks with Rewind before. And I was wondering, how has your relationship with DJing changed since then?
Since then, I would say, well, just open decks in general, I can talk about. I feel that'd be a good thing to talk about, just because it's a growing thing that is happening in Vancouver right now. I didn't know much about them before. I don't know if they were happening a lot before I started doing open decks, but it was honestly like so perfect, because when I first started DJing, open decks were like popping off in the city, and I was really scared to DJ in front of other people, but it was just fun to think of the idea of like doing like an open mic situation for DJing would be good for just like building my confidence, and like also just like listening to what other people had and meeting other new DJs in the city, which is really fun. I think for me, like, it's just open decks in general has built so much, because I've built so much of a community with people, and I've met so many people, and also just all the people that were running it are literally angels, because they're just providing a space for like new artists or long-term artists that maybe want to try new genres or try something new and show other people. It's just like a nice sharing space for people. And with the specific open deck that I did that was like run by Rewind, that was honestly my best open deck ever, which was like super fun to experience and super fun to see other people dance to my music. It was just really reassuring and really validating, which was nice. And it's like all that I was like looking for with DJing. It's just dancing with people and playing lovely music, which is really nice. And then from that, the people that run Rewind, they saw the music I played, and that's what got me the gig, because they were like, yo, that was sick, play for us. And I was like, yeah, I will. That's also sick. Thank you. Just fun.
That's so amazing that it just happened like that so easily. So actually talking about the DJing community in general. So as you know, I study in Amsterdam, and some of my friends there are DJs, and they were telling me how the DJ community in Amsterdam, at least, was like a bit exclusive, a bit gatekeepy when they were beginning their DJ career. And I was wondering, how is it here in Vancouver in the queer community as like a beginner, as a like new DJ?
I feel like in the beginning it did seem kind of exclusive in the way where it's like everybody already kind of knows everybody. And it's very daunting and very intimidating to do something like DJing. And like, for me, at least personally, like, I experience imposter syndrome all the time. And I'm always like, I don't know if I'm a good enough DJ to do this in front of other people. Da, 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 da. I don't know if people are gonna like my music. But like I was saying before, the open decks that have been popping off in the city has really opened up the space for new DJs. And at least for me, I was super lucky because when I first started DJing, they were starting to be everywhere, which was really nice. And like I was like doing open decks like every 2 weeks because there was always like something that I could do. And it was like also really helpful because it gave me something to work towards and reach a goal that would be nice to reach. But I think in Vancouver, it's definitely more, it's not as like gatekeepy or it's not as exclusive, just because the community of DJs, at least with like the open decks, are so kind and so fun. And there will always be people that are kind of exclusive with how they DJ or how they do things, but that's like with any, I think, type of art. Like, people are gonna, they're gonna be people that are really open about it and there's people that are really close about it. But I think Vancouver is honestly a really good place to be open with it, especially with specifically open decks, because that community is only growing. And yeah, I'm only seeing new DJs all the time, which is crazy. There's so many DJs in Vancouver. It's so awesome, honestly. I love it.
Wow, then now you're going to be mentoring them soon. Watch out. Yeah.
No, I would love to mentor. I mean, honestly, like, one cool thing that an older